Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
A deadly missile strike in Poland threatens short-term energy security in the region. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. NATO ambassadors are holding an emergency meeting today in Brussels after a missile landed near Poland's border with Ukraine. Poland says the missile was Russian-made, but speaking at the G20 summit today, U.S. President Joe Biden said it's unlikely the weapon was fired from Russia, which has denied responsibility. The strike has killed two people and taken a critical oil pipeline out of service. Dmitry Shevdenikov, energy editor for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa at Reuters, explains the role the Druzhba pipeline plays in Europe's energy infrastructure.
It is supplying five countries in the European Union at the moment. And a lot of the refineries which are getting supply through the Druzhba pipeline, they don't have any alternative. They can't import it by sea, so they're really relying on the Druzhba pipeline. Those countries are Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Poland, and some refineries in Germany. So from that point of view, it is extremely important, and this is why the European Union, when it took the harshest actions against Russia and decided to stop imports of Russian oil from December, it made supply through the Druzhba pipeline exempt from those sanctions.
We've heard supplies running through it can likely be restarted soon. What happened? Why has supply gone offline?
Well, we're still trying to investigate, and the scale of damage is not really known. We know that some electric equipment has been damaged, but really the extent of the damage is not known. On top of that, this morning, another piece of news emerged that quite a big oil storage on the Russian territory that is connected to the Druzhba pipeline has been hit by a drone, which Russia says came from Ukraine. So there's a lot of activity happening around the Druzhba pipeline at the moment.
So a lot of moving parts. I mean, what happens? There's no definition of soon. What happens if it's not within the next day or two? What does that mean for energy security across Europe?
Yeah, well, one way or another, the war in Ukraine means only one thing: higher prices for energy, for oil and gas in Europe and the rest of the world. Even before the war in Ukraine, supply of oil and gas globally was very tight. Until new sources of supply is really found, we will be seeing significantly high oil and gas prices across the world, essentially. So, it's bad news for Europe's energy security, for sure, even though Europe is making its best to try to find alternative supplies.
Dmitry Shevdenikov at Reuters, thank you so much for breaking this down.
You're welcome.
Checking the numbers now, global oil prices are drifting higher at this hour. The Brent crude benchmark is up 0.6% to just more than $94 a barrel. Stocks across Europe, meanwhile, are slightly lower. Inflation is still a big focus for investors here. Fresh data this morning showed annual inflation in the UK hit 11.1%. That is a fresh 41-year high and driven largely by rising gas and electricity prices. The Brazilian president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is due to address the COP27 climate summit in Egypt. He's expected to promise big changes to Brazil's environmental policies, including a renewed effort to protect the Amazon rainforest. The BBC's Natalia Passereno reports.
Under President Jair Bolsonaro, deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon reached a 15-year record. Lula da Silva is determined to change that. The president-elect and his team are negotiating with the U.S. and European countries for a boost in their financial contributions to the protection of the rainforest. On Tuesday, Lula had meetings with the U.S. and Chinese special envoys, John Kerry and Qi Denhua. I spoke with John Kerry just before his meeting with Lula. He said he was confident Lula would promote a complete turnaround in Brazil's environmental policies.
That's the BBC's Natalia Passereno reporting there. A new age today for the European Union as landmark legislation called the Digital Services Act goes into effect. The new rules are mostly aimed at reining in so-called gatekeepers. Those are tech behemoths the likes of Amazon, Google, and Facebook. But they do impact smaller online players, too. Carolyn Viran is director of public affairs of the secondhand marketplace firm Adventia and chair of the Classifieds Marketplaces Europe Coalition.
The idea behind it is to create a safer digital space where the rights of users are better protected. Basically actually means that for most of the online platforms, the Digital Services Act will have to be applied within the next 15 months. So we have still some time, but it means that lawyers, product and tech colleagues from all our members are currently busy looking into these new provisions and how to be compliant with them.
If you have all these new rules that you're going to have to be compliant with, are you going to have to hire more people in legal teams and product teams to try to make sure that you are sticking within the rules?
That's something each company and each member of the CME is currently looking into. We will have new reporting and transparency obligations. Online platforms must set up internal complaint handling systems and allow for out-of-court dispute settlement. There will be know-your-business customer obligations on online marketplaces. But of course, in the end, all depends on, I would say, the enforcement in the end. We are all looking into it right now, what it actually means and if we need more resources.
Now, you also chair a group of online classified platforms from 21 European countries called the Classifieds Marketplaces Europe Coalition. How much have these new rules from the European Union changed things for digital companies across Europe?
We realized last year, in particular, when it came to the discussion of the Digital Services Act, that the legislative landscape is changing in Brussels. And what we want to highlight is, in particular, what it means for us as secondhand marketplaces that connect, in particular, consumer buyers and sellers of secondhand goods, where you as a user and me as a user, we can trade, you know, a variety of different consumer goods, be it your furniture, be it your mobile phone. And I think it was very important to bring to the discussion the view of our sector. Legislator took that into account.
Carolyn Viran, chairwoman of Classifieds Marketplace Europe. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Finally, music legend Whitney Houston has a number of hit songs. Two obvious ones, I Want to Dance with Somebody and How Will I Know? Well, the Financial Times reports that Brookfield Asset Management has bought the copyrights to those songs for as much as $100 million. It's all part of a $2 billion buy of 60 songs written by the duo behind Whitney Houston's smash hits. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.